Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today we're going to be talking about Percy Jackson
and the Olympians.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about something that is my newfound obsession, the Percy Jackson series of books. And oh, I cannot even.
All I have to say is, I told you so. I bought these books several years ago because I was like, oh, she's gonna love these. And it took you forever. You started these actually this summer, yes?
Yes. So, yeah.
And I actually had audiobooked them before. Because I don't seem to have a lot of time in my day to actually physically read a book. So when I found the library app to rent books, for audiobooking, it was great.
Yeah. So today we're just talking about the Percy Jackson and the Olympians, not to be confused with Heroes of Olympus. I'm sure if you are a fan, you know exactly what. If you're not a fan, please go read the books before you watch this because spoilers are majorly ahead. Anyways, it's a group of five. It's a series of five. There are children's novels.
Actually, I wouldn't call them children's novels. I call them like teen or young adult because I mean, technically, they're geared for like, I want to say fourth grade and up.
Yeah.
Because my dad, Grandpa, he actually had his students read these at one point. So I always thought it was cool that he'd read the books. So of course, I mean, he needed to read the books that he was going to teach on them, but he read the books so he would know, also just be caught up on what kids were reading. So these books have been out for quite a while.
Yes, the first one came out in 2005.
Ooh.
So before I was born.
Okay.
By Rick Riordan.
Yes, Rick Riordan. Props to
Uncle
you,
Rick.
Uncle Rick.
That's what the fandom calls him, okay. Uncle Rick.
Apparently, I am on the cusp of the fandom because I don't know these things until Miley brings them up to me.
The movies are dead to us.
Well, before we go into that kind of stuff.
We're not going to talk about the movies. They don't deserve it. But we're just going to say basically that, they're just a book series.
We were bummed out by roll it back one second. I actually saw the two movies before I read the book. So I was like, oh, these are fun movies. Cool. And then I heard all the reviews and stuff after the fact. And I was like, oh man, people seem to be miffed. So that actually got me more interested in reading or listening to the books, however many years ago I did it the first time. And then I was like, oh, yeah, now I can see why fans of the books were so miffed.
We don't talk about
at the movies. The attempt at the movies, yep, because yep. They wrecked the storyline, nope. And then they tried to merge things from one book to the first movie, and it was just
we're done here.
Harshing on that bum time. But yes,
bye.
But glimmer in the future. Rick Riordan is working with Disney on making this a Disney Plus series, and
guys, so excited for that. I'm counting on you, my listeners. Can I just say this really quick, Mom?
Sure.
Okay, guys, I think we should start a petition to make me Annabeth. Do anything you can, because if you've ever seen me before, I look like her and I can play her. I'm an aspiring actress, dancer, entertainer, that sort of person. So guys, if you could please start a petition, I am begging you. I want to play Annabeth so bad. Do anything you can. Thanks. Yep.
The kids got big dreams, fully supportive. But yeah, it's still in the phase of them writing the pilot script, because they're going to do it as a TV series, which I think not TV, like Disney Plus streaming series, which I think is brilliant, because one thing I will say, when books are adapted to movies, oftentimes, not always, but often, there's so much that gets cut out and missed, and you're like, oh, I wish they could have included that, but I know that they're limited for time in a movie, even if they do a series of movies. So I think this would be amazing as a TV series, and I would so love it if like literally each book got a season. So well, like five seasons and like 20 episodes maybe. I know that's probably asking a lot.
No, you don't even need 20. Like it just depends how long each chapter is, but like, you know, three chapters could fit into one episode depending on the chapter and how much happens in it. But, because you can't do every single thing.
Well, I realize that. But at the same time, it's going to be so great. Like, or at least I hope it's going to be so great, because not going to lie, I was really excited for Upside Down Magic to be a series. Stop. And then I bummed out harsh when we saw what Disney Channel did to it.
Well, this is not Disney Channel. This is Disney
Plus. Right. So it's all Disney, though. So hopefully. No,
but Disney Plus is good. Disney Channel, we're not going to talk about it.
So yeah, anyways, but no, so
and it'll be even better if I'm in it as Annabeth. Yes. So please do anything.
Get major Annabeth vibes. Even though technically she's 1 year older than the character starts.
You could play
1 year younger.
I can make my depending. Well, but I always picture Annabeth to like be mature. Like she's very mature.
Depending upon how soon they start casting and stuff. But anyway, we digress. Back to focus on the books. So five books in the series. You always say we digress. I know, because we do digress. It's my word. I get to say what the words that I want to say.
Okay, so.
Back on course. Right the ship.
I have my notes here.
So can I just say how very cool it is how Rick Riordan came up with this concept for these books?
Yeah, he came out of it by telling his kid bedtime stories.
And because he was a teacher. Before he became a full-time author, he was a teacher and he taught Greek mythology and he would tell his kids stories. And his son actually started having issues in school himself, ADHD, dyslexia. And so
ADHD.
I don't know. That's just how
ADHD.
I'm so sorry that my voice had an undulation in it. My bad. And so Rick Riordan cleverly decided to, okay, I'm going to take the Greek mythology that I know and take my son's things he's struggling with and combine them and make these amazing freaking stories. So now what are you going to say, Wiley?
Well, he told his kid bedtime stories and he was like, I don't know, like this kid named Percy Jackson. And he came up with a name on the spot, like just randomly. And then he was like, and he had ADHD and dyslexia. But it was because he was a demigod.
I know. Brilliant. Hello. Brilliant.
Okay. Back on track. So, the plot. At first, or not at first. Sorry, that's not what I meant to say. It's very engaging. It's just, it's brilliant.
Well, you said it actually, the first book.
Hey, you.
You said it was a slow burn at first. Oh, am I getting ahead of something?
First impressions. That's one of my subcategories. So first impressions. I wrote in my notes, started out slow, but once they got to Camp Half-Blood, I immediately fell in love. That's literally what I wrote in my
notes. Nice.
So.
I don't necessarily remember it being slow, but then again, I was listening as opposed to you were reading.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just such a clever way to also engage kids with a topic such as Greek mythology. I mean, because most kids, you say, okay, today we're going to learn about Greek mythology, and the majority are going to be like tuning I'm out.
Obsessed with Greek mythology now, by the way. I want to go to Greece. If you've seen our travel episode, I take back anything I ever said. I want to go to Greece. that's my dream vacation right now.
Nice.
I want to go to Greece so bad. Anyways. But, so I, one thing, I read these books so fast, and mind you, I'm a slow reader, and I also am bad at, like, I'm not good at sticking onto, like, books. Like, I just get bored, you know?
I'm yeah.
Like, but mom can tell you, I finished these books in, not counting the first one, which I started, and then I stopped, and then I started again.
Yeah.
But I finished season 2 months.
That's really fast for her. Real
two
fast.
2 months. Five books in 2 months.
Yeah, I had to actually tell her go to bed. Stop reading. Yeah. Because I swear she's staying up way too late. And the fact that she's excited for reading time during school when they give you extra time to read. And you're like, no! when she
the bell rings, especially
though, you know, it's a good series
because these books, they're like teaching you something, like they're also like giving you Greek mythology lessons, like not because it's like made up, but it's real, like the names are real, and like this, not the stories, but like the stories, you know, like,
well, when they recount,
when they read, yeah,
what a certain god or goddess did in the past, yeah. And Percy has to be like, oh, what happened to this guy? Because maybe I can, if I know what happened to this guy, I can deal, help, that information can help me deal with my current crazy situation.
So you're learning.
Yeah.
While you're reading it. Yeah. Anyways, I love it. That was my first impression, was that it was, I just thought the beginning was slow. So I had to actually start it, and then I stopped it. And then once the school year started again, I started it again. And as soon as they got to Camp Half-Blood, I was like, game over. I'm in love.
I am hooked.
All right, next thing that we're going to talk about is the characters.
Ooh, the characters. So obviously these books are extremely character-driven, yes. Jam-packed with awesome characters. So in these first series of five books, the main characters are Percy, Percy Jackson, Annabeth Chase, and Grover Underwood. Mm-hmm. Now, Percy and Annabeth, they're demigods. Grover, he's a satyr. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Greek mythology, a satyr is goat from the waist down and kid human from the waist up.
Yeah. So basically, I just have characters' names down. I have some specific characters that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Down. First of all, Percy. The fandom, we love him. And the thing that the fandom...
I love that you're, like, part of this group that you never met, but you guys are all united.
That's what a fandom is.
I know.
Anyways, the fandom, the Percy Jackson, Percy is just known for being very sassy, and we have this Persasse drawing. That's the Persasse meme. And I love it. It's literally, it's so good.
So apparently that's something y'all need to look up, the Persasse meme.
Because Percy is just a little sass, and I love him. Anything to say about Percy?
He's just fun. He's the son of Poseidon.
Yep.
God of the sea.
Oh, another thing that we say about Percy is that, you know, some main characters in books and movies can just turn out to be a little stale, a little dry. You know, it's like, meh. You know, like... other characters are your favorite characters, except for the lead protagonist. But Percy is actually a favorite character.
You never get tired of
like,
him.
Like, he's, like, actually a compelling, like, good main character. Lead protagonist. Like, he's actually a really good one.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He's also not, like, annoying or, like needy and, like, always, like, kind of whiny, you know? Because sometimes lead protagonists can kind of tend to, like, feel a little bit whiny after a while. Or, like, you know, like, oh, my life is so hard because, like, my parents died. And,
yeah.
You know?
And all, like, Percy's whiny protagonists. Like, I feel, yeah.
Percy's just, like, he's great. Next, Annabeth.
Yes.
Daughter of Athena.
And all around.
Me. moving on. No, she's a bad...
She's a tough chick.
I'm okay. Next, Grover. I love Grover. He's just a little softy. Like, a lot of people do not like him, though.
Really?
I've noticed that. Some people in the fandom hate on him.
Wow, that's sad.
But I like Grover. I think, good.
Well, yeah, he just adds another dimension and layer to the story because... pulls in that additional mythical layer because not just the myths themselves, but you have the mythical, like, creatures and, you know, dryads, mm-hmm. naiads, and all the, you know, mm-hmm. other things besides the gods that were part of the Greek mythology.
Yes. All right. Tyson.
Tyson. Now, Tyson we don't meet until...
Book number two,
The Sea of Monsters. The first one is the Lightning Thief. Second, the Sea of Monsters. 3 is the Titan's Curse, 4 the Battle of the Labyrinth, and 5 the Last Olympian. Those are the 5 subtitles of the series. So
Tyson, we meet in number 2. He is a Cyclops,
mm-hmm.
and oh, he he's just a little sweetheart. I love him. But like, literally, we just need to protect Tyson.
He's very innocent, but yeah.
I love him. Tyson will forever be in my heart. I love him. Thalia.
Oh. Thalia, the daughter of Zeus. She mm-hmm. is...
Was a tree. Until the end of Sea of Monsters. We have the books in front of us. The very last sentence in the Sea of Monsters is, "I'm Thalia," the girl said, "daughter of Zeus." So we literally meet her at the very end of Sea of Monsters.
And then she's a big part of the Titan's curse.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what? You said before that, like, that book gets forgotten.
It does.
And it sort of does. And it kind of, I keep thinking to myself, why does that one get lost in the shuffle?
Good.
Because it's so good.
But it's, one minute, we'll talk about that after. But let's keep going through my list.
I think part of it, because you're rushing, you're trying so hard to get through it, because you want to know what happens to these characters and what happens with the storyline and where is it all going and how is it going to
reconcile. Well, I also feel
reconcile.
Like some of it is because, like, this is the first time that neither Annabeth nor Grover is really in it that much.
That's true.
Which I feel like could be a big deal because Annabeth and Grover are in the Sea of Monsters and the Lightning Thief.
That's true.
So I feel like that's why it might be getting forgotten. It's because the first book where Annabeth and Grover are not there for the majority of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They're partly in it, but not a lot.
Yeah. I think that's probably why.
Yeah. That could be.
Getting forgotten. Because I feel like that's what I kind of forgot it.
Because you're so focused on Annabeth and her role in things because you want to play Annabeth. I get that.
But there was major Persebeth development in that book.
Yes.
Because Aphrodite pushed it. Thank you, Aphrodite. Anyway. Next, last character that I wanted to talk about specifically, and if you want to throw out any more names too, go ahead, please. Nico.
Yes. Nico DeAngelo.
I love Nico. I love him. We need to protect him at all costs.
Honestly, I feel like he has the most... probably the most extensive character development throughout the series of these five books. Because if you think about it, we meet him and he's just this little happy-go-lucky kid who plays this like magic game that's based on Greek mythology.
Mythomagic.
Yeah, it's mythomagic. And learns that, oh my goodness, it's all real. And
he's like, my favorite scene is like, when Nico's talking to Percy and he's like asking him all these questions. Who are you? What's that pen? Is Annabeth your girlfriend? And like he asks all these questions and Percy's just like, get away from me, kid.
Like, whoa.
Get away. And I love like Nico. And then the drastic. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, drastic.
I said Jurassic.
No, wrong series.
The drastic change between the beginning of 3 and then the beginning of 4, Nico is like,
yeah. Well, whoa. It's one of those instances where you are severely jarred into growing up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's a slight irony in that, but we're not going to give away everything. There's a slight irony in us saying that he's forced to grow up really fast because of, yes, other stuff. But we're not going to give away everything because
they already know everything.
No, they don't necessarily.
They should. We're talking about, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about people who die.
Well,
anyways,
okay. Hold that thought.
But wait, no, we're not done. I have a few more questions before we
take a break. Okay.
Okay, who is your favorite character? You cannot say a main character. So you cannot say Percy or Annabeth.
You start, because I can't. It's so hard.
Well, okay. I definitely have a favorite from the Heroes of Olympus, which
we're not talking about Heroes of Olympus. That's the next series.
I know. Well, but
focus on the first five.
Okay, Percy and Annabeth, we already know they're our favorites because they're literally actually good. They're actually good lead characters. But other than lead characters, Nico, like I love Nico.
He's a great character. He is.
I love him. Like we just need to
He's like the little brother you want to take care of and make sure nothing happens to, which is totally ironic because so much happens to him. Gosh.
You got a favorite? You have to
pick. I mean, I do really like Zoe Nightshade from The Titan's Curse.
Mm-hmm.
One of Artemis's, her lieutenants.
I feel like I just didn't get enough time to connect with her.
Hmm. Well, I do like her a lot.
Is there any characters that you do not like?
Well, several, but you gotta have the antagonist like, to make more of a compelling story.
You can't say, I'm talking about demigods. You can't say any of the gods either.
Oh.
Demigods. Like, that you just, like, didn't vibe with. Not that you hated them, but you just didn't kind of vibe with them. Or, like, they never were, like, your standouts or, like, you know.
I don't know. That's kind of hard.
Can I say something? Even though Clarice had a redemption arc, which she did,
mm-hmm.
I still just don't vibe with her.
And that's okay.
I don't like Clarice. Like, she had a redemption arc, yes. She had, like, two redemption arcs. But, I still don't like her.
You didn't connect
with
her?
She still kind of just seems like a bully, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Also, controversy, maybe not, but I don't really forgive Selena Beauregard. Like, I get it. She died in a heroic way, but why? Why?
Well, because you needed to have someone.
Why, though? Like,
you needed to have someone be a troublemaker, I guess.
She just kind of makes me a little bit angry. But one last question before our break. What is your favorite book?
Oof. What's your favorite book?
You know, the cliche answer would be to say 5. Because everything, that's what everybody says, you know. It's always, everybody's favorite is always the last book, you know. I feel like in series, it's like, because it was the grandest. It was when the story closed. But if I can't say 5, 4, probably.
I do really like the Battle of the Labyrinth as well.
Persebeth made its mark. Oh, wait, one more character really fast. Rachel Elizabeth there. How do we feel about her?
I like her.
Nope.
I think she's obviously a necessary character.
I don't like her.
Get over it, dude.
Maybe it's just because I am Annabeth and I see from Annabeth's point of view.
Yeah. Well, see the part where she ends up liking her.
I do. You didn't ever let me finish. I don't like Rachel up until the moment that she comes to Oracle.
Well, then guess what? Uncle Rick wrote the characters really well, because I'm sure that's the feeling he was trying to elicit was...
But you like her!
Well, I mean, because I see the whole picture.
No. What about... Did you like her all the way up until she became the Oracle, or did you not like her?
Well, I was slightly annoyed.
Oh, I had, like, a hatred for her.
Oh my gosh, you're so dramatic.
It's because I am...
Okay, Riley's gonna cool off.
Hey, but... So we agreed that probably our favorite book other than like 5 is 4.
Yeah. I really like The Battle of Labyrinth.
It's good. All right.
Okay. We're going to take a pause and have Miley cool down her emotions. And we'll be right back. And we're back.
Okay.
And Miley's calmed down now over her rage about people who are interested in Percy. Okay, and go.
Oh, speaking of people who are interested in Percy.
What?
Calypso.
Okay, your eye's like gonna twitch. It's okay. It's okay.
She.
Let it go, dude.
And it...
So obviously, needless to say, these books have a sprinkling of relationship drama, and obviously Percy and Annabeth develop into a couple. Okay,
I thrive off of Percy.
But of course,
it's a slow burn. It's the slowest gosh dang burn I've ever seen.
Because they're 12 when they meet.
Stop.
It should be slow.
It's true love.
For the love of the gods, it should be a slow burn. and he should be more of an annoyance when she's 12 than anything.
Not to me.
Okay. Anyway.
Just kidding.
But yes, what would books be without some, you know, drama between the teenagers?
Which,
why not?
Yeah. And that, you know, I'd say Prispeth really started to flutter in the second book actually had a moment. It had one moment. I'm glad you're not a guinea pig.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there was each one, you know, first book, they're getting to know each other. Second book, there was a little bit of a moment, like a spark that maybe there might be something there. And then the Titan's Curse.
And then here.
For sure.
Because Annabeth, like, literally wasn't in it. But
because she was interested in someone else.
Annabeth?
Yeah. Luke, hello.
But.
Okay.
How many times am I Aston? Good see, gracious. I don't see
that. Even though Luke. We forgot to talk about Luke in the characters.
I mean, okay. Let's just go. You know, yes, characters. Obviously, there's antagonists to all the protagonists. And of course, we glazed over them. So the first book, you're a dork. So there's throughout the books, there's an. You know, there's the main arc of who, you know, Kronos is on the rise. The Titan Lord Kronos is on the rise. That, of course, is throughout all the books until he ultimately does rise in the fifth book. But, of course, there's sub-villains in each of the books that the characters must deal with. And then, actually, it's more than one, oftentimes, because, of course, Greek mythology...
There's, like, millions in each book.
I know. Greek mythology, you're dealing with all kinds of monsters, and the gods themselves, who a lot of them are just...
Trashy.
Yeah, suck.
But, speaking of the gods...
So, yeah. So, multiple villains in each book, and, yeah. They're villains.
But Luke is... I forgot about Luke.
You're funny.
I guess
some
I just
villains
to
have
out.
Redemptive moments,
but
most do not.
I don't see Luke and Annabeth okay, this is why I wasn't as mad about Luke and Annabeth, because Luke and Annabeth, I never saw there to be a chance that, like, there any was anything there. Like, it was like, no, you know. But, like, with Percy and Rachel, they were, like, the same age, you know, they, like, actually, like, hung out together. Like, there was a chance there was something there. So that's why that made me mad. But, like, Annabeth and Luke, I never thought anything of it.
More,
like,
than he was just like
happen.
A big brother type of thing.
To me,
and she,
like,
just
totally,
had a crush.
Yeah.
Literally, okay.
It was
he was never really a threat.
No, he was never a threat. Gosh. Anyways,
oh my goodness, you're
speaking
funny.
Of the gods. The gods are they're kind of trashy people sometimes.
Well, the gods they're not people. Their gods are complex, of course. As they always, you know, they always have been in Greek mythology. The gods are complex, you know, they don't really seem to have consciences, and the demigods are just there as their errand people. And, oh, deal with this mess we made, because we technically can't interfere, so can you help out? That's kind of the gist of how the gods function.
Yep. So, who's your favorite god? Or favorite. Who are your favorites? I go.
Okay,
I'll go. Oh, that was harder for me to say. Wow. I go. I like Aphrodite.
Which is funny, but okay.
I like Aphrodite.
You like her for her meddlesome ways?
Yes.
Of course you do.
I like Apollo.
I sort of do, but dang, he's arrogant. Of course they all are.
They all are. And... kind of reminds me of Dad. Just kidding. But no, Apollo's kind of, I like him, but, like, the gods are not that likable. So, like, I would say
there's some that have some redeeming qualities, like Artemis. I like Artemis.
I like Hestia.
Yep, Artemis.
Even though
Hestia,
not an Olympian.
Right, she gave up her seat.
Yeah, for who? Hephaestus?
No. I don't know if she gave it up to someone. Did she? Or was it to, what's his name, Dionysus?
Ah. I think it was to Dionysus.
The god of wine!
I think it was to Dionysus. But I like Hestia.
Yeah. So basically, like we like the ones who are female and who aren't total
A-holes. I don't like Athena that much.
A-holes.
Like, I like Athena, but like, Athena just doesn't stick out to me. It's kind of like, also, I don't know. Athena's just like blendy. She's kind of like a blender, you know?
A little bit.
She doesn't like stick out to me really. But
the goddess of wisdom and war.
Fair. No, battle strategy.
Battle strategy. Okay, sorry. Ares is the god of war. My bad.
Speaking of Ares, which gods do you not like?
Well, Ares is a punk, for sure. I don't mind Hephaestus too much, actually. Because he builds stuff.
Controversial or not, I kind of like Hades.
Oh, really?
I kind of like Hades.
That's funny.
Like, I like him a little bit, and I don't know why, but I do.
I like that edginess.
Yeah. Dionysus is like...
drunken sailor.
Yeah, he's just kind of all over the place. I don't know with him. Who else? What other gods? We're forgetting, I feel like, a god.
We're going to be struck down. Hermes. Is fine.
Hermes is fine. We don't like
with the Ares. Exception of, what these books... part of the storyline is how basically the gods kind of suck because, yeah, they have these children with a mortal parent, thus making a demigod. But then the god, you know, the godly parent isn't around to be part of the kid's life. So definitely the demigods have a tendency to be dealing with abandonment issues. And sometimes the gods have really negative impacts on the mortal parents. Sometimes not so much, depends on the mortal. But yeah, so it's, these kids are grappling with a lot of things.
We forgot about Poseidon and Zeus.
All right. The two of the big three. I mean, Poseidon.
He's there. Like he hasn't done anything wrong, but he also hasn't done anything astronomical. So he's just kind of there. Zeus, meh.
You're gonna be struck by lightning any second.
This is okay.
No, I mean, they all have, I think, positive qualities and they all have negative qualities. And of course, that's, you know, throughout their godly history. If you read, so in addition to these books, of course, there's other series of books like the Heroes of Olympus and the Trials of Apollo. But there are some additional books that Rick Riordan wrote called Greek Heroes and Greek Gods.
Hera!
Oh, yeah.
Hera. We don't like her. That's the one I was trying to think of that we don't like. We don't like Ares or Hera.
Yeah. They're kind of, yeah.
When you said Heroes of Olympus, I was like, oh, there we go.
There you go. So those books, those supplemental books, Greek Gods, is like super thick. But I mean, Rick Riordan does a really good job of essentially condensing down Greek mythology into one large book. And same with Greek Heroes and going through the all the major heroes of Greek mythology, like Hercules and
Demeter,
all the rest. Oh yeah, Demeter, the goddess of
agriculture. I'm just really forgetting these right now.
I mean, Demeter doesn't have a big role in these books.
Well, no, she's only in one of the books.
But you know, Hestia is only in
one of the books. But I like Hestia.
Yeah. So, yeah, some of the gods are included in the books to, like, next level, and some are just sprinkled in throughout the books. That's one thing that, if we go back to the movies, they totally failed, because they only showed us, like, Percy and Annabeth only had very brief interactions with the gods, whereas in the books, there were way more interactions with a variety of them. Mm-hmm. So
who's your godly parent? We took the test.
We did. There's an online quiz thing in Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Just online.
It's like by the Riordan, like.
Oh, it's on the like Rick Riordan webpage.
No, it's a real thing.
Okay, my bad. So, well, technically, when I took the quiz, I turned out to be a daughter of Aphrodite. So
I turned out to be a daughter of Athena. I'm Annabeth, guys. Sorry, I got way too excited over that. But I'm Annabeth. I need to like tone down my voice. But I'm Annabeth, you guys. I got daughter of Athena.
Nice.
What the heck? I took it a second time, and then I got daughter of Apollo. And then I took it a third time, and I got daughter of Demeter.
Funny.
So.
You have many sides to you, I think.
But I go by what I got the first time. Athena.
Nice.
Because
you are Annabeth.
I am Annabeth.
Minus the fact that your parents are together and.
Stop. Shh.
Oh, too funny.
But yeah, that's. Speaking of funny, that was a bad transition. These books are funny.
There is a lot of humor in it. So, I mean, they really have it all. Honestly, there's action, adventure, romance. Well, okay, romance, I loosely romance, but there's, you know, romantical feelings. There's feelings. Like I don't know.
There ain't no romantical feelings. Never mind.
There's feelings and there's, you know, good versus evil and figuring out. Coming of age, and you're figuring out your fatal flaw.
But it's like,
and then
it's
yes,
like middle school boy funny, like it's middle school boy humor. And there's not that much of it. Percy, yeah, like that, because that's just how Percy thinks, because it's from his point of view. So he's a middle school boy. So like that's like the humor is that like that's how he thinks.
Okay, sure.
It's funny.
I guess in some instances, sure.
What parts made you cry or tear up?
Okay, so again, I was listening to the books via audiobook. You were reading them. For me, of course, not anytime anyone dies, but a lot of the times when a character was dying or...
Sorry, my tailbone really hurts.
Oh, gosh. There were, you know, several death scenes that I was like, got choked up and...
Spoilers ahead.
I'm not going to say who dies.
I am.
Miley! Okay, spoiler alerts. Miley sucks.
I cannot laugh. My tailbone hurts so bad. Anyways, I'm sitting too long.
I guess you need to stand up.
Anyways. Specific though, like a specific part that you remember tearing up on or like crying on.
Zoe Nightshade.
Dying? Yep.
Yes. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Well, I anytime Annabeth feels sad, I feel sad. That's all.
You're such a dork.
Because, like, when I read the books, I act them out. Like, I, like, say the words out loud. And so, like, I end up actually crying when Annabeth cries. And it's, like, I don't know if it's because I'm actually feeling, like, her emotion, like, my own emotions or if I'm just feeling her emotions. I don't know.
Deep. Real deep. Oh, that's good.
But I cried when...
I felt really bad for Calypso. I'm not going to say why. Just chill.
I cried when Luke died.
Yeah.
And I didn't like Luke up until that last 2 minutes that he was alive and sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Oh, you promised.
What?
That scene. No, the you promised scene between Nico and Percy.
Oh.
I teared up on that.
Yeah.
You promised you would keep her safe and you did it. You promised. That yeah. scene gets me.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that.
Nico's just a little baby, and then he's like...
His world is shattered.
Yeah. Not fair.
No. Harshness. So much harshness.
Fair. Whose death was the saddest? Speaking of deaths.
Speaking of deaths.
Who's?
I don't know. All of them are sad.
No, but then there's like ones like Michael Yu, like who just, but if you think about it, his gets even sadder. Like the random people's death.
Oh, you know what? His
death, it gets sadder because if you
Beckendorf.
Realize, see, that.
I was really upset by Beckendorf. I was like, what?
Well, see, that death for me was too fast. I didn't have time to react. It was just like, oh, the ship blew up. You're dead, guy. Bye. Okay.
No, I was like, wait, what? And those are the times I have to go back and read. I'm like, no. Wait, what? What the heck just happened?
No, I it was too fast for me to react. Like, I just kept going. I was just like, sad, but like, I, you know, but like, random people like Michael Yu, it gets even sadder when you realize that they never found his body. They still haven't found his body.
Okay, I missed that part. Early, it went too fast for me. There's one.
His death, you have to like actually. Like,
when did he meet his end?
The battle on the bridge.
Oh. Okay.
And they said something about like how where's Michael? Well, he's gone. They never found his body. See, that's when his death gets even sadder. But like you don't even react because it went so fast. But yeah.
Yikes.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
Well, obviously Luke's death. Sad.
I mean, yeah. For
Bianca's
sure.
death, I didn't. It was sad, but I was like, kind of a weird way to die. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know? I was like, I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say. But
that's okay. I get you.
That was. But Luke's death is probably the saddest for me. What about for you?
Well, I think all of those.
Pan's death was sad.
Oh, thank you. I was thinking about that when we took a break. Oh, Pan. Yes. Totally cried for that one.
Pan's death was sad.
Pan's death was really sad. Yeah, I need to put a huge disclaimer on at the beginning of this podcast. So those major spoiler alerts. If you haven't read the books, you're going to be real miffed. Or you're going to be like, turn it off, turn it off. We can't listen to it yet.
Or I would be like, listen, I need to know what happened.
Yeah, you are the cheater of all cheaters because you scan ahead in books.
Do you want me to tell you something? I knew where Percibeth was going from the first book because I went to the last book. I went to number 5
you
and I flipped to the end and looked at it. Cheater! I read the whole lake scene.
Cheater! Oh, I don't like when you do that.
I knew exactly.
I hate that you do that. Like, why can't you be like fully surprised?
I trigger some people for doing that. I'm sorry. But I just needed to
know. I am triggered. I don't like that you cheat like that.
I just needed to know what happened with
story cheater
Annabeth's relationship because I was too invested in it.
Oh my gosh.
You
are too much, kid.
Just never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I was going to say just wait until Mark of Athena. Never mind.
Yeah, chill out, man. All right. Do you have any other notes?
I don't.
Any other
things? That was all the questions. Okay. Do you have any other questions to add that you want to ask me?
Why did you wait so long to read these books?
Because.
You have no excuse.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's all right.
They didn't look that good to me a while ago, but now they look like a snack. That was weird.
A snack. You are such
that was
a dork. Okay, on that note, all we have to say is read the books if you haven't yet. Even though we've done lots of spoiler alerts, there's so much good stuff to be read, and we cannot wait for the Percy Jackson series to come. And who
because
knows?
I'm gonna be in
maybe
it.
Miley will be cast in it. Wouldn't that be flipping amazing?
You're so funny, guys. If
hey, man, you never know. It's not gonna be about petition. It's about audition. Oh, that look at that. That rhymes.
But I need
boom educated.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye. So that's it for today's topic. Want to give Miley a shout out for her awesome ukulele skills at the beginning of the episode as well as in the middle. And if anyone has any questions for us or suggestions on topics that you want to hear our perspective on, such as books, movies, TV, music, apps, or anything else that you can think of, let us know. Shoot us a message through one of our social media platforms or through the Anchor app itself, and we'll see what we can do. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you come listen again sometime soon.